You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 13th day of November. It's a Friday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up, we'll hear about the weather forecast for the weekend. That with Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute. Quick reminder that if you haven't yet picked up your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference, that's coming up at the end of this month, the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. Probably ought to do that right now. willag.org. That's willag.org. Farm Assets Conference. 800-898-1065. Tickets are just $30. This is a great program. Don't miss it. Don't miss this program in Normal, Illinois. We'll kick off the morning at around 10:30 a.m., but the annual conference for the Illinois corn growers starts at 8 a.m. in the morning. So you come, you go to the conference for the corn growers for their annual meeting, and then pick up the Farm Assets Conference, which is a $30 bill, and we'll go through the price of corn and soybeans, some of the changes that will be happening, and that will take place, certainly, as big data becomes part of the agricultural world. We'll take up weather forecasts as it relates to water quality and the fertilizers that you put on your field and how they move through the water system, especially through the Illinois and Mississippi River basins, and what that might mean for nutrient management and the ability of farmers to manage the nutrients themselves as opposed to being regulated. And finally, we'll discuss what the value of farmland will look like. That's all at the Farm Assets Conference in Normal, Illinois on the 24th day of this month. The cost is just $30. Get your tickets right now online, willag.org, farmassetsconference.com, or call 800-898-1065. Now, here's Jim Angel.
This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey. Temperatures so far for November in Illinois are running 6.4 degrees above average. The statewide average rainfall was 1.1 inches. That's about 80% of average. The wettest area is far southern Illinois with up to 2 to 3 inches of rain. Northern Illinois is about average, while parts of central and western Illinois remain dry. From the Water Survey Network, 4-inch soil temperatures under bare ground range from 50 degrees in the north to 58 degrees in the south. Believe it or not, this puts us only a few days behind the average dates for reaching 50 degrees. These dates range from November 10th in the north to November 18th in the south. According to the National Weather Service, highs on Saturday will range from the mid-50s in the north to the low 60s in the south. Overnight, lows will be in the 30s. Sunday will be slightly warmer with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s with lows in the 40s. Highs on Monday through Thursday will range from the low to mid-50s in the north to the upper 50s and low 60s in the south. Overnight lows during the week will be in the 40s across the state. There is a chance of rain every day from Monday through Friday as a slow-moving system moves across the Midwest. Potential rainfall totals are impressive and range from 1 to 3 inches in the northern half of the state and 3 to 4 inches in the southern half. This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey, part of the Prairie Research Institute at the University of Illinois.
Our thanks, of course, to Jim Angel and all the meteorologists that you hear throughout the week here at willag.org. You can check them out online. While you're there, pick up your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference. Stay with us if you can for the second part of the half hour. Commodity Week is coming up. Our panelists include Arlen Suderman, Matt Bennett, and Mike Zuzulow.